Today's a big day.
I see that on the grid. Is that what we're talking about here? I mean, is that when
no.
we play the...
Oh, we'll talk about it for okay. a story we can't get enough.
Yeah,
we'll talk
we
about it.
We have a
ourselves.
Really good one.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's really, really a
but
good
I'm
one.
Dying. So, Lori, you come into a meeting today and you said, I've just had the most glorious day and I need to talk about my Adirondack hips massage. What mm-hmm. does any of that mean?
All right, Julia, I didn't realize when I went to Chicago last weekend and basically sat in an Adirondack chair on a deck for 3 days, mm-hmm. holding and snuggling a baby, right?
Yes.
And who's that? Who's making all the noise? You or me?
It was me.
Okay.
It was my machine.
Anyway, mm-hmm. you know, I hate Adirondack chairs. They look great.
Really?
They look nice on a dock.
Oh, I love them.
In theory, they seem like a great chair, but really, the way you're sitting in them, butt in first in that, you know, thing, and your legs kind of up. Anyway, I was completely sore. I'm like, she's like, why are your hip flexors are tighter than tight?
Right.
Were you doing something for a sustained period of time? I said, yeah, sitting in our Adirondack chair, holding the baby. And she goes, you got Adirondack hips. Those are the worst chairs ever
are
for your
really?
Back and your hips because of how you get up
Interesting.
And get down and get up and get down what you use.
Right.
Because you're so deep back.
Okay. And so are you supposed to slide your butt forward to
there's
stand
nothing.
Up?
It's just a dumb chair that looks good on a deck, on a
dock. I love
them
because my feet touch the ground.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, Rocco, do you have any strong feelings about an Adirondack chair?
I want to write a country song called Adirondack Hips. Yes. Hips.
It actually is a good one, isn't it?
And she said, because Stacy from Healthy Wisdom, she massages Casey. He gets a really nice 2-hour massage. She goes, Casey had the same hip flexor things. I said,
oh,
he
really?
Too has Adirondack hips.
Okay, that is just so funny because my back kind of is. I was plugged in one last night. And it kind of just my lower back.
Did it hurt this morning?
Just a little bit.
It is. You have Adirondack hips.
I think that is the funniest thing ever.
It's a real condition. And I'm here to tell you that it's a real condition. And anyway, you know, why people get sore backs, you're always getting up and down, you know, those things, but you're using whatever those muscles are or whatever.
Yes.
And when you think about it, how you're sitting in an Adirondack chair, kind
your
of
legs
back
are,
and in.
Right.
And
you're tucked in it.
And then to get up. Yeah, no, it's a devil chair.
Well, I have never thought about mm-hmm. this before.
Yeah, it's,
all right.
It's no bueno. I don't.
Well, now we know, Rocco.
Yeah, so go ahead and write your country song, well, Adirondack Hips.
I'll have it done by the end of the show.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
So anyway, yeah, I was just like, that was the only thing I could think of that that both Casey and I did. And we did do it for like
an extended period of time.
Friday, Saturday,
right.
Sunday.
Oh, that's so funny. Because I do have different types of chairs, depending on my back feels. I'll sit in a different type of chair outside.
That's right.
Last night, so Lori and I leave work last night, Rocco, and I know you left too because we don't sleep overnight here yet.
No.
when we left, we turned to the right, to the left, and there were all these clouds, and we're like, is that thunder or is that airplane noise? And then we looked to the right, and it's clear blue sky, but there's this funny torrential rain clouds running around
the Twin Cities.
The Twin Cities.
Yeah.
So get to the pickleball court. We're playing pickleball in this match, 40 minutes in, and all of a sudden, a torrential downpour just right on us. Drive 3 miles back to my place. Didn't even touch it.
Completely sunny.
Completely sunny and dry.
That was like all over
the place. It was the weirdest little rain cloud.
In Mendota Heights, there it poured over our building.
Right.
Right
when we were leaving. Right.
And heat thunder, and then you drove them out, and it was mm-hmm. just, yeah, it's like, this is... I am not a fan of the August weather in June. I will just say that because the sustained number of days of hot, hot, hot days, and then we get the... I'm just not ready for it. I would be happy to have just some, you know, regular June weather that doesn't involve rain.
Right. Rocco, are you... See, I don't mind it. My plants mind it. My poor plants are thirsty and sad.
Yes.
The plants are sad. My lawn is brown.
Anyone who works outside. No, it's just, this is too hot. This is too much.
It's just too much. We're going to put our foot down.
Yeah.
I'm going to remind you of this complaining in January.
Yeah, I'm not really complaining about it, but I guess I am. It's just...
I've heard this from a lot of people. Rocco, do you feel like it's too intense?
Well, yeah, and it's been like five days in a row now.
No, since... Wasn't it hot here last weekend?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. About five, like Saturday?
Oh, no, it was... Beyond Saturday was the day that I thought.
So it's been going on for almost a week, and I just feel like people are feeling kind of lethargic, and we're like all ready to get out and be about, you know, because we can make plans. Right. And those of us who are vaccinated are feeling, you know, really giddy about everything. And then, you know, then there's just this heat. It's affecting people's sex drive, Julia. It's affecting people's appetites.
I haven't noticed that.
It's affecting...
I haven't noticed the second one either.
Yeah, it's just affecting many things for many people.
Well, you remember I got the new air conditioning unit last year. My house is beyond ice cold.
Yeah.
I get home and open the windows.
Yeah.
I'm like, help me. I need some
warmth.
I need some warmth. I'm freezing in my house.
I don't know. I just send the dogs, you know, like the vets are telling people, don't let your dogs be out. This is too hot. And I know I talked to Casey's daughter and, you know, we were going to go to the lake last week when we were there, but it was just too hot. And she just said, it's been too hot in Chicago. It's too hot to go out with the baby.
Baby Bruce. Lori got a cute little video today, yeah. Rocco, of baby Bruce.
Getting his hair brushed.
Aw.
Smiling. Oh, it just made me so happy, Rocco.
It makes you, it makes me happy that you're so happy about it.
Well, okay, it's there is something fun tonight. The Mears Park concert kicks off and Lady Midnight, is kicking it off. Chris Riemann Schneider had a great profile.
Raved about her.
And I don't know if I saw Lady Midnight play at the Basilica.
I love the name.
Lady Midnight. Isn't it good? So bring your lawn chairs, bring some water, bring whatever. But, you know, it is kind of shady at Mears Park.
It is.
With the buildings at this. So I think, you know, when the music starts at like 7, it will be
unbearable. Totally cooled off.
It did. Well, after the rain,
We didn't get the rain at my house, but it totally cooled off. Yeah.
So anyway, so that is the Thursday night if you wanted
to
be outside.
The Thursday night special.
And, be outside and do some dancing and, you know, get swassy and just embrace the heat. And don't, whatever you do, be careful if you're sitting in an Adirondack chair.
It's an interesting thing that I never have thought about before.
Yeah.
But...
Now you know, Adirondack hips.
Because I've been waiting because they ran out of them early in the season. Mm-hmm. I put together my two and I wanted two more because they look so pretty.
They are so pretty.
They look so pretty. They do, but now I'm thinking, do I want the two extra?
I don't think
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe I get a different style.
Maybe you get a nice camp chair from Fratelloni's.
There we go. That's exactly.
You can sling around and take to different music venues.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Listen, we come back. It's our story we can't get enough of.
Well, who knew? 19 years ago today when they flipped over the switch from the little country station in New Richmond, Wisconsin. Started out as FM 107 Real Life Conversation that we would still be here as My Talk. Today's our 19th anniversary.
And we've done a whole year of shows without Donnie.
Yeah, we have.
Which is very bittersweet.
It is.
You know, I sent him a note and he's like, Oh, kid, I know. June 10th.
Yep.
My mom sent us a card. Barb sent us a card. My mom's like, oh, you girls, you've done it again. Another year on the air.
It's funny. So we posted on Instagram, you know, that it's our 19th anniversary, which is, Lori looked it up, Rocco, it's our bronze anniversary.
Okay.
So we're going to drink Moscow Mules out of the bronze cups,
ooh,
you know.
I like it.
And we posted a throwback picture of us getting our Gracie 10 years ago, very end of May. Mm-hmm. And here are some of the comments. This is from Melissa Peterman. Congrats on 19 years. In 2 years, the show can drink. It's a huge accomplishment. Bravo, ladies. Love, a longtime listener, first time caller. That's sweet. If you want to call and share anything, you can. Probably just good today. We really don't call us and say anything bad.
Right.
We can't handle it. Molly Steinke just said happy anniversary. Someone said happy anniversary. Thanks for the laughs, love, people like my dress and your dress. And we are wearing Joy Noel, which I forgot to tag mm-hmm. on the Instagram. Your show helped me. Maria says your show helped me through some tough times. Love the laughs. We want to say we love doing this.
I mean, that is the one thing that for sure, because if you think about it, okay, 19 years, that's the longest you and I have ever worked anywhere.
Ever.
I worked 12 years at Carlson Companies.
And I was only like 8.
Yeah, that was the longest right. I'd ever worked anywhere. And I think of all the things that just personally have happened to us over 19 years, good and bad. So yes. It's the same thing with anybody that's listening, is that people have gone through, you know, really happy times, and then there have been, you know, maybe some really rough and sad times. And then there's been the year that we all just had together.
Right.
Which, you know, the COVID this- year.
An unbelievable time that we never imagined.
That's right. Before. Right. Yeah. So it is just like, and I always think about like the person who I always think saw us right away for what we were and wrote a column, and I saved it, was Brian Lambert.
He did.
Who's a like covered media for the Pioneer Press. And I think we'd been on the air about maybe 6 months mm-hmm. and he wrote a column and just like, basically, these women are lightning in a bottle. We've never seen anything like this on the airwaves. And we were just like, oh.
We've made
somebody
it.
Sees us. We've they really made it. See us, Rocco.
And, you know, we were hustling the beginning years. Kara Levin, Pat Evans, and gang over there.
We tried
had
to be on as many shows as possible to get the word out about the station, because there was no money.
Right.
And I knew, you know, CJ, the gossip columnist yeah. from the Star Tribune, when I worked there, and I was having so much nipple fame and Sex in the City fame and game shows. I was constantly giving her tidbits about the nipple thing that she could right. write about. And so she did write about us here and there, you know, yes. with a column in Minneapolis St. Paul magazine. You know,
have supported us.
I mean,
forever.
We just like kind of were really out there. They were lucky. Not only did they hire radio novices, but they hired two marketing buzzsaws and one PR genius.
You're so good at tooting the horn.
Right. You know, so here we were. We knew nothing about radio, but Donnie knew everything. And right. Julie and I knew everything about marketing nothing. And then PR. And we could talk about anything and everything and nothing for hours.
And if you think about
it's a real skill.
It is. People, Davina and the Vagabond said you guys are literally the most gorgeous beings of our happy anniversary. And the picture is we both have really high hair. The picture that we posted, people are like, love the hair. People just say, love you. Thank you for being my friends when I had been lonely. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of one of the things. Thanks for all the laughs.
I think Dan Buettner pointed that out to us one time. We were like having him on the show. And it might have been at the fair maybe 3 years ago. And we always talked to him about, you know, he studies long lived people and mm-hmm. he's just such a, you know, knows so much about like, you know, people diet and just kind of culturally and psychologically stuff about
what keeps people alive, joyful to the end.
Yes. And I remember he said to us, he said, loneliness is an epidemic in the world. And he said, you have no idea how many people you keep company and you keep them from feeling lonely. He said, you just don't realize how many people have lonely lives for whatever the reasons might be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, you can't discount the fact that you're a stand-in for some aunties or sisters, or you remind people of this or your friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. He said, you should always know that. He said that is really something that you should
be proud of.
Right. And we don't ever really think about that.
It's my favorite compliment.
It is. It is.
I remember getting a prescription at CVS probably about, I don't know, 7 years ago now. And the woman who was giving my prescription didn't recognize my name.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking to her like, what's your birthday and stuff? And she's like, oh my gosh, are you Julia? And I'm like, yes. And she goes, oh, you've saved me. Because she was transferred here. Her and her husband moved here. Whoa, she had
this
a small
is a hard
child.
Place to move to.
And didn't get out of home. And I was just like, that moves us to tears. So I just, and we're so grateful that people have welcomed us into their lives. Obviously, everyone wants to call us and tell us how fabulous we are. But, you know, the lines are busy.
People are hot.
I know,
Julia.
Lori.
It
I know.
It saps people.
It does zap people, but yeah. I love working with you.
Yeah, I do too.
It's been a long time, and it's kind of amazing how our yin and yang, still yin and yang with each other. Because
well, I'm glad when, you know, Jenny hired us, and she said she had two big questions for us, Rocco. She's like, are you ever going to run out of anything to talk about? And we were like, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one that she asked us?
It was... I think it was just like, what are you going to talk about? And we're like, well, it doesn't matter. We'll find something.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing. And she was so, we're so grateful for her for spotting us.
Right, right, right.
I mean, and it was just, and I remember at the beginning, all the different, you know, this building has changed. The players have changed around us.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny comments that we've got from people over the years.
And,
like,
and how smart they were to pair us with Donnie Love.
Yeah, that really
know?
Worked.
Because
wow.
he was like, you know, he steered the ship. And we, I mean, we're cuckoo crazy. Rocco, you're not like really our producer, you know, like, because you have a whole
other job.
But, you know, we could not have been easy to work for.
And, oh, no.
And with Julia carrying the title of the most stressful person.
You know? Stop. I don't like this.
But, I mean,
I don't like this moniker.
Donnie's calmness in all of that
was great.
Was like just
great.
So great. So, you know, we miss him.
And he's very happy, by the way.
I know. He's happy, but...
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and we're having another change.
I email him once in a while. I'm like, how much money will it take? Come on, just give me a favor.
Right.
Give us a number.
And then, Rocco, we're going to be parting ways with you.
Oh, are we?
And that, well, you know.
I know. Hey, so the phones did start to light up. I know we got to hit
we've got time when we come back.
Because we'll talk about what's going on.
Okay,
we're
cool.
Switching things up here.
Yes.
But it's not because we're driving anybody out. It's people are settling back into their
old jobs.
Hopefully their old jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Rocco, are the creative, you know, director here at the station. And you got creative stuff to do. More than just punching our buttons.
We'll be right back. This is Lori and Julia, MyTalk 107.1.
Hey everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. Julia, I did something I've never done in 19 years on the air here.
I watched it.
I answered the phone, Rocco. And
she said, hello.
And this lady, Katie, please call back because I think I disconnected you. She burst out laughing.
Wait.
She's like, well, hello. And I'm like, I've never answered the phone here before. I never knew if it worked. You know how lazy I am.
I do know that.
For
it's
technology.
Because there was like, next to that line, there was like a red circle with a straight line through it. And I asked Holly, I'm like, I've never seen that before.
Oh, Lori, they can push buttons.
And Holly was like, I've never seen that before either.
Because
so whatever Lori did.
Right.
I answered the phone in this room I did.
You do the magic on printers around the office.
Yeah.
They only print in a certain color after you touch them. You have a way. We're celebrating our 19th anniversary.
Yeah.
We want to thank everybody for the well wishes. Do we have anybody who wants to...
There's a couple people.
All right.
We've got a man that wants to go first.
Let's go with Amanda.
Amanda.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I just have a fun story to share with you guys.
Okay.
I won, I think it was called the Drive Time Divas contest back in, I think, 2005.
Oh.
And I won 2 airfare tickets anywhere in the U.S.
Mm.
And me and my mom went, we maximized our prize, and we took a cruise. So I just want to thank you and share that fun memory. I'm sure my mom's listening right now, probably freaking out.
Oh. Say hi to your mom.
Was it a Sun Country?
Hi, mom.
Was it a Sun Country or a Carlson trip, maybe?
I think it was a Sun Country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it was.
Yeah, that's awesome. What a good prize.
Really
so, I know, Rocco, we can hear you, too.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, that's so funny. Well, thank you, Amanda, for calling in. And yeah, I love that you're still hanging out with us. Thank you.
And what, okay. Amanda, we demand that Heather Locklear get a job, a really good acting job, before we leave the airwaves. Damn it.
Okay.
I gotta tell you.
I always think of Heather Locklear as Amanda in Melrose Way. She was so good. Oh, I love the name Amanda.
I know, you're
right.
And then
you could be called Mandy.
Lori, I absolutely love that. All right, so we have, on our My Talk app now, there's a new spot on it that people can direct message the shows. So we want to thank everybody who's been doing that.
Oh, I had no idea.
Of course you wouldn't, because you don't read email.
Right.
You ruined printers. You picked up the phone once in 19 years. People are onto you, and I'm the most stressful person, people, because I do my job. All right, let me just tell you one of these. Okay, so this is from Becca. She says, I listened to you guys a ton all week. Thank you so much for the giggles. I love how you both are self-aware. And she laughs her butt off every day with us.
Oh.
So, people, we would respond to you on the app. We can't yet.
Okay.
So, know that.
All right. Let's talk to Sue, Rocco, and then we'll get to Katie. Don't hang up, Katie. Because Katie, had a historic moment with me.
Oh, okay. Hi, Sue. You're on My Talk.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, ladies. I've been listening for 10 years.
Thank you.
Mine's a little more serious. It's a 10-year anniversary of my youngest daughter going sober, and that was the summer from hell.
Mm-hmm.
But we did, serious things all morning and in treatment and meetings. And then I would come home and turn you guys on and laugh and cry all afternoon.
Oh, Sue, thank you.
And then I would tell my daughter, a trivia that I learned on Lori and Julia's show. And it seriously gave us something to talk about other than treatment.
Right.
That's a nice memory. Thank you for sharing
that. Yes, I wanted you to know that in person rather than texting you.
Yeah, and congratulations on the 10th anniversary of sobriety for your daughter.
Yes. It's
what a gift.
She's a believer, so
it
worked out great.
Yeah, good. Oh, thanks for telling us that.
Yeah. And thanks for hanging out with us. I appreciate it.
All right, let's talk to Katie.
Okay. Hi, Katie.
Katie, hello. Is she there?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Katie, am I the one that answered the phone and said hello?
Yes, I don't know who was more surprised, me or you.
I think it was me.
Well, I've been listening, but I just wanted to hear your story. How did you ladies make the jump to radio? What made you think to do this? And, was there an open casting call and you said, let's give this a try? So,
curious about that. That is a good story. And basically, our nipple fame, our Body Perks fame, led us to the radio show because we had made the whole world talk about these Body Perks. This was in 1999 and, it's pre-internet and BBC and radio talk shows. And it became a story. And there was a front page story in the Star Tribune about these two women. And, we had this story that we'd worked together at Carlson. And, we had a story. That's always the key. If you've got a, if you have something that you are trying to sell, is your story. And our story was our friendship, our work. Then we have the chutzpah to make these nipple enhancers. What kind of sassy Midwestern girls
are
these?
And Lori, you got them on Sex and the City. And that was the big thing.
I got them on Sex and the City.
And then our friend, Stephanie Hansen, who's one of the Weekly Dish, Stephanie Hansen worked here at Hubbard in sales for KS95. And she said, I heard they're starting an all-women's talk station.
But first, we were pitching a show to Oxygen TV. Mm-hmm. They wanted us for a TV show. And then 9/11 happened and blah, blah, blah. And we did a pitch to this lady outside of the minivan, outside of Braemar. And the woman shot us down, who was the head of the Oxygen. And the guy who was helping us, Ken Hodder. He was like a creative agency guy and he just helped us for free. We all started laughing. He paid the $50 for the conference call and he said, who do you ladies know in radio?
Mm-hmm.
And then Kent was at a party
with Todd Fisher.
Then simultaneously at the same time, Stephanie, the station was looking to launch a women's talk radio format and let women be, since we're the talkers, and they were looking for cheap but reliable and innately talented talent. And there we were, Katie, just ready to fit the bill.
That's kind of it.
That is it. And then, Julia had a nervous breakdown that everyone knew was fake. And you knew that Ginny would remember you. And you called and asked her if you could buy her a cup of coffee. And we met her at the Egg and I. And we gave her lifestyle resumes about us. And we just said, we've made the whole world talk about nipples.
Mm-hmm.
And we will never run out of anything to say because we're best friends and sister-in-laws. Mm-hmm. And that's they why gave you us, should
they
hire
gave us.
They
gave us to it right away.
And we got, I quit my job that day. I didn't even have a contract.
Drove me crazy.
Yeah. I went right to the Star Tribune and handed in my notice because it was a Thursday, June 10th. Isn't same it? As today.
Yeah. So there you go.
So Katie, that's
so
it.
That's it.
Good stuff. I'm glad they took a chance on you. It's been great. 19 years.
I mean, to me, Katie, this has movie written all over it.
Oh, Lori, honestly.
Who, have you already cast yourself?
Well, I mean, Sharon Stone.
Is she going to be aging out for you?
Yes.
Right?
I mean, we're going to have the young Sharon and we're going to have to, you know, Sharon. But I wish Sharon Stone would get back to better hair. I don't know who's working on her hair right now.
It's
vexing me, but anyway.
You're so funny.
We are consistent, Katie.
Thank you for listening, Katie. We appreciate it. We appreciate it. All right, who else do we got?
Tracy is on the phone.
Tracy?
If she isn't hung up by now.
Hi, Tracy.
Hello, how are you?
We're great. How are you today?
Doing good. I just wanted to share my story about how I started listening to 107.1. It's kind of funny, I think. So it was after work. I was going home. I was waiting at the end of the road for my daughter to get off the school bus. None of the radio stations, my music stations, are playing any good songs, so I'm flipping stations. And I hear you guys on the radio, and you were doing a book review, or like a author interview.
Yeah.
And the first thing I could think of was that you guys reminded me of the two ladies years ago. I think it was Nora Dunn, and I don't remember who it was, on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
That played the show host with the sweaty balls.
Yes.
And that's all I could think. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is, I mean, I don't know what it was, but I was hooked. And every day after school, I would come back, and I'd be waiting for my daughter, and I would put you guys on, and it just took off from there. And now I listen whenever I'm in the car. It's 107.1 that's on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it. We did hear that from people. It was like, you girls are like a caricature of something, you know, because we were just very, we are, you know, just who we are.
Thank you so much for calling in. Oh, gosh. All right. So I love that.
Do you know that? Can you think of that SNL skit?
Well, yeah, totally. Okay, but I'm thinking she would have been listening. And after we hung up, I would have said, I didn't read the damn book. And Lori's like, Julia, you just read the first two pages anyway.
I know.
I got this. Well, here's an email from Susan to thank you. She says, hi, gals. You have no idea what you've meant to me. My husband and I moved our family to Iowa in 2008. Speaking of lonely. The My Talk station in particular show has been her constant companion. Thank you. Should have called in, but I would have been moved to tears.
Aww.
Happy anniversary. Thank you so much. We've got a lot of other people giving us emails and things.
Oh,
people
that's
went
nice.
On the Iceland trip with us.
Oh,
someone who went
gosh.
On our Vegas trip with us.
New York, probably.
New York trips. But here's Jenny. She says, you've meant so much bringing joy to my life. I live with three great men. My husband, two boys, a male cat. The dog's female, but I work at home. My remote team is all men. So the ability to have us on in the afternoon on the replay, making dinner, she feels connected to us.
Yeah,
so it's kind of nice.
Yeah, and we did like feel strongly about it, because if you think about it, 19 years ago, talk radio was so different. Rush Limbaugh dominated the airways. I mean, it was a lot of men. Dr. Laura was a popular person, and we always felt like, this is not women talk in a completely different way. Why aren't there more women talking on the radio? Because of the way
women,
we can skip around, the way we just talk is a very, very different way from men. And radio is always, always rated the most emotionally connected medium that people have, because you're hearing someone in your ears.
Is that the truth?
That is true.
Okay.
Yeah, if you...
I believe you're... Are you making that
I'm
up?
I'm not making this up. If you look at studies that they do, the media that is the most satisfying, and they look at, your Netflix, TV watching, games, music, playlists. But it is, that's why people feel very connected. And I know you get mad about podcasts, but it's the talking in your ear. There's a number.
Well, we podcast.
But I mean, I'm saying the hearing somebody, the emotionality of quote unquote radio, which whether it's through your car or some other kind of listening device, is the highest rated as far as satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. All right, who else do we got
here? Think of all the satisfied people, Julia, that are out there.
I love you. You know? You love you. Yeah. I love you.
No, but I mean, it's true because we satisfied something that wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big gaping hole in that, how we talk, how we are.
Mm-hmm.
Should be part of the movie.
Oh, stop it.
All right, let's see. I don't know. We have to go. We got to take a break.
All right, we'll be right
back. We can't take all this love, Julia. We're going to have to switch gears.
Okay. The prettiest song. This was on the C, whatever it was, last night.
Yeah, this is Breland and Mickey Guyton singing Cross Country. Oh, it's a beautiful song.
So sweet. Thank you, everyone, for your well wishes. We just got a note from Jeff and Connie, who we went on three trips with them.
Oh, yes.
And Linda called. Linda, thank you so much, and we adore you.
From the breast cancer, yes.
And we just want to really, we're kind of getting sappy here.
You are. I'm not.
Well, why would you?
Julia.
Why would you have feelings? You already had two earlier this week.
Right. No, it is really, it's very humbling and very.
And we feel real lucky.
Yeah.
This has been a wonderful time.
And it's gone by fast.
Which
is a theory that when you have fun, time really does go by fast. That's why vacations go by fast. Everything goes by fast that's fun. So this job has felt so fast because it's been so fun.
I would agree.
It's like a blink of an eye. I mean, in some ways, I just kind of go, 19 years.
I just think of some of the silly antics we would do. Oh my goodness.
Just the fact that we've run out of anything to say, except for a couple times when we've been truly mad at each other.
Usually over Brad and Angelina.
We've had a couple fights. Other stuff. We've had fights in here, Rocco, but Julia's the one who throws the bird.
I do. And then Lori throws the pens back at me.
I've been known to throw a pen.
We have that. Yeah. Just want to thank people. People are just sharing how we've got them through the tough times.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you know, the other family that's leaving the TV airways, going out much more glamorously at 19 seasons.
Keeping up with the Kardashians. When Holly said that at the beginning of our show, I thought she was going to say yes.
No, I know.
She's like, and another thing that has been...
But I think they started like in 2007 or 6.
And they already have 20 seasons because they ran twice a year.
Yeah. And then they had their spinoffs, which I did watch, you know, Kim and Chloe, Kim and Courtney Go to Miami. I loved that one. I loved Miami. And I loved when they went to New York. I think Miami is where Kim got her butt x-rayed. But this was before she was pumping and dumping all her fat cells into her booty and giving us the Brazilian butt lift. I mean, she's 100% responsible for that. Even though she says it's just grown that way naturally.
Right.
We have eyes. It's like Madonna's face. We've got eyes, everybody. So
Madonna's face should be a warning.
Well, no, I mean, if she thinks she looks great,
then that's all that matters.
I wonder if you would think you look great too if your boyfriend was 27 and you were 62. I mean, I wonder what drastic steps I would take.
Wow.
Because it would be such a drastic difference.
And you'd sit and you'd lay next to each other and look at your skin compared to theirs and look at their taut neck. And think what's going on with mine.
I'm so glad Casey's 1 year older than I am. We can just age out together.
Right. I think that would be stressful being with someone much younger.
No, for me, just because I'm too vain.
Really?
I'm like a man that way. Oh, no. I'm not going to have that. I want to be the pretty one.
You do. You've always said that.
Rocco, I'm not. I don't want to be the older lady with the pretty young boyfriend. I don't know why that doesn't appeal to me. But like 40 years younger is just too much for me.
Please. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, Rocco, put yourself. Could you honestly see yourself like dating a 21-year-old? Maybe you could, but like what would you talk about and after the sex, you know?
You're right. And you'd constantly be worried if, you know, you were too old for them. And
exactamente. So Madonna has looked at her face and decided, I mean, but I was struck at watching the Kardashians, okay? So I watched last week's episode. Oh, their last family trip was to Tahoe. And the Beverly Hills Housewives was also Tahoe. That was the COVID vacation that people...
Because they had to stay in state, probably, and they could get to Tahoe.
Get there and stuff. But I thought, now that is... I wonder who will do it. And, of course, the Daily Mail did a whole thing showing how their faces have changed in 14 years.
The Kardashians.
Even complete with a little slide. Now, I think it's unfair to show Kylie, although she's...
She was so young.
But she was nine, but she her grown-up face, and she's all of like 23, doesn't resemble her childhood face. And I always think that when you're like... you're not that far from being a kid, so you should see your childhood face in your 23-year-old face. That face is
it's a mature face.
It's the visage of a Barbie doll or something. And I think that she would have been so pretty because Kendall is the one that I think is really the
one who's done the least,
the beauty and done the least and all of that. And anyway, but it was just kind of shocking,
right,
to see how much physically they've changed. And, you know, Andy Cohen is hosting a reunion.
It's like on the tonight. Housewives. Yeah.
No, that reunion is a two-parter and it starts next Thursday.
Oh, why did I think it started tonight?
Tonight is the finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which, you know, I don't feel strongly about it either way, but I think they've been good company for people. And there has been something about seeing the sisters. And, we know who these people are and stuff. So, anyway, but the reunion looks super. Andy is putting on his shady Bravo Andy hat and asking him everything. Do we have it?
I have to live with it for the rest of my life.
The false narratives around my family, it's like offensive.
Welcome to a sit-down 20 seasons in the making.
I gotta be honest, my mom's so big, I just want to talk about it.
For the first time ever, I'm grilling the Kardashian Jenners. Why is the show coming to an end?
We're all feeling a little overwhelmed. We had done it for so long.
What people don't know is you said to me, I'm going to put you in a car. No one will find you. Just leave.
And I'll take care of it.
Wow. Do you think you owe him an apology?
Absolutely.
Do you think your relationship might have turned out differently if you hadn't shared so much of it?
Probably. Really? But I think the substance abuse was the deal breaker.
I was pretty irresponsible.
So do Courtney and Travis have your blessing? When Tristan first cheated on you, how did you know it will be done again? Chris, have you forgiven Caitlin for how she treated you?
He's asking everything. So that's next Thursday and Saturday. It's a two-parter.
Okay.
And he styled it like the Real Housewives, and I give them all credit. They dress, you know, la la la, but he's putting people in the hot seat.
Well, it'll be good.
Yeah. And, you know, they have...
It'll be the one full episode I watch.
Yes.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Okay.
In the history of that show.
Okay.
I'm going to watch the reunion.
Reunion hosted by Andy Cohen. But, I mean, like, that's a glam... Maybe next year, like, when we have our 20th, like...
We could have a reunion show?
We'll have something, Julia. We'll have something.
Waiting for the flowers from Casey.
Right.
All right. This is My Talk 107.1. Streaming live always, and you can download our app. And now you can respond on our app, too, which is cool. Lori and Julia will